And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray along with Corey Sandin. Rick's still ill there, getting better, I hope, and I'm sure he'll be back next Saturday. But what a great team we have in here today. We have, from the Intrepid, we have Katie Schmidt, and from Fisherman's Landing, we have Carl Schmidt. The Schmidts are here in town for Let's Talk Hookup in the world headquarters here of Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have Fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. In 1977, Ford F-Series became the best-selling trucks in America. 33 million trucks later, Ford has kept that title every year since. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to repeat that again for the next 49 years. F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, and Ford, the most awarded brand for new vehicle quality among trucks. Get ready to power through whatever this new year brings in a Ford. Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and talk about today's show.
Yeah, we are. And Carl Schmidt, good morning.
Good morning.
Fisherman's Landing. Let me turn your mic up there.
Right.
There we go. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
There we go. Great, great. And you brought Katie Schmidt, your wife.
I brought her.
Intrepid, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Katie.
Who brought who?
Not sure on that one.
I'm pretty sure I just told him I was coming.
You're just coming. Yeah, well, great to have you, Katie. Thanks a lot for being here. The boat just got back yesterday.
Came back on the 30th our last trip of the year,
Okay.
16-day with a Jim Odlum and Paul Lepore hosting a group of guys, and they ended up having a good trip. A little challenging to start out, but I think they fished 13 out of 16 days and came in with a beautiful haul of yellowfin and bluefin tuna and a few assorted other species.
Yeah, they whacked yellowtail. The bluefin at the end, huh?
They really did, yeah. And cherry on top.
And good-sized fish.
Yeah, they definitely were formidable opponents.
Close to home also. That's what I like.
Carl, it's good for your fleet,
yes,
right?
Yes, very good.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And so now maintenance time for
maintenance time, yeah. We'll start running our bluefin trips in April now.
April.
Yeah.
All right. I'll bet it's going to be good.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think, Carl?
I talked to some of the guys. The sign down there is very, very good.
Yeah.
I know Aaron Barnhill, he starts fishing in about a week. I think his first trip is to start fishing that stuff. But, I mean, the amount of fish down there, from what I heard, is really good. And the guys that are fishing down there, 100 pound to over 200 plus pounds
that's
of fish.
Crazy.
I don't think there's anything under 200 pounds.
Wow.
And all within like 2 to 3 day range.
Now, you mentioned Aaron Barnhill, who used to run the Shogun.
Correct. Right.
And now he's on the commercial end of Mexico. Why have they waited so, like, this far into January? Because their season starts January 1, correct?
I'm not sure about that. Okay. I just know that they're waiting till February to start fishing.
Oh, so okay.
I don't know if they're maintenance weather-wise or what the holdup was or whatever. I couldn't tell you.
And they don't really have competition. Yeah. I mean, they have an X amount that they can catch.
Correct.
And they're quota, and they catch it, and they're done.
Correct. So I believe he said he was fishing for his company and the other company down there. So I don't know what all the logistics is, politics involved or whatever, but I know I heard that he was going to start fishing this week or maybe next week to go down.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather's beautiful. The ocean's calm and flat.
Yep.
Driving down this morning.
Beautiful.
Palm trees and parrots flying around and 80 degrees today. I mean,
I think that's what they were waiting for because the last couple of years, January has not been a very good weather month for us. So, like, hey, let's wait a month and not heat up the equipment and stuff. So,
well,
that fish is not going anywhere.
Today's February 1st. So. Time to go fishing.
Time to go fishing.
Yeah. So, now, yesterday we had Adam from the New Loan on, and he was talking about running trips in April.
Yeah.
And I know, Katie, you said you're going to do some trips on the Intrepid in April. And what about the fleet from Fisherman's Land?
Yeah, we definitely have some. I think around April 15th is where some guys are starting to shoot. I think the Queen will have some trips up. I know everyone's kind of getting, as you look outside, every boat out of Fisherman's Landing, except the Royal Polaris and XL, is full-blown boat work right now. From repowering some boats to painting to turning wrenches. I'm sure you guys talked about that before. But, yeah, April 15th, May 1st is where a lot of guys are shooting to start running.
Yeah.
On two-day trips, three-day trips and stuff.
And is the schedule up at fishermanslanding.com?
Everyone's pretty much up. There's one or two boats we're still waiting for. So we'll have a variety of trips from reverse overnights to reverse day and a half, which kind of become a popular thing last year, to regular day and a half, two-day trips, and three-day trips.
Wow.
From all the different boats. The biggest reason there's such a variety of trips this year is the charter season really doesn't start till June. So every boat now, doesn't matter if you're the Pacific Queen, the Pacific Dawn, the Fortune, the Tomahawk, no one has a lot of early spring charters. Yeah. So it's all, everyone's like, we got to run. So you're competing against the long range boats that are pretty much doing strictly 3-day trips. So we got to give people variety. And those reverse day and a half and reverse overnights have really become pretty popular because of the nighttime fishing.
But not only that, Carl, but that reverse day and a half, if you leave early enough, only an hour or two ahead of time.
Yeah.
You're able to capture
2 days worth of limits, even on the reverse. Even on the reverse overnights.
Yeah.
Biggest bang for your buck, you get 2 days worth of limits. Because as long as you leave before noon the day of fishing, you can get a license for that day. So if you're leaving Friday morning, you get a license for Friday and Saturday because you're fishing before midnight and after midnight. So you can get 4 fish versus 2 fish.
And I believe that was Wayne and CCA and Ken Frankie. Yeah. It was those gentlemen that coordinated that with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Right?
Yeah, I know when guys started doing it, there was a big gray area. Like, is that legal? And I know Ken Frankie got it worked out with Mexico, got it cleared up with that type of stuff. And now on the U.S. side also.
Yeah.
So, but the both do need to take multi-day permits, so 2 day worth of licenses or but whatever. I mean, if you can go from 2 fish to 4 fish, that's a great thing.
It's a big difference, And Katie, the Intrepid trips are going to be 3 day trips?
Yeah, they're 3 day
trips.
They're all
3 day trips.
Yeah, we have a couple 2 day charters. But you know, the 3 day trips, what I love about it, and when you go on our boat, is you get to kind of see and feel what the long range experience is like. You get to kind of taste the food and see. But I'm excited too to see some of these people on the day and a half, overnight, 3 days, like start to convert to long range. And I feel like that's, you know, the trend that I'm hoping to see this year too, is like kind of branching out and seeing what more is out there.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
So if you want to book a trip, now would be a good time.
Trips are starting to fill up, especially the last couple of weeks. You know,
last year was really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
The problem last year was the weather, you know. But, like, from what all the experts say, we're not expecting a lot of wind or a lot of storms this spring or fall. So I expect that to be good. Or charters. If you guys want charters, I mean, everyone's kind of hesitant because, fishing's normally not till June, you know. But there's plenty of good fishing to be had. Some of these guys offer a little less expensive charter rates and stuff like for early spring trips and stuff like that. So if you want to get on a trip, especially like, you know, some of the more popular boats to get on, like you could get on a spring trip now, then as the years go on, you could keep moving your trip later in the year or and so on. Or my favorite time of fishing, October and November, everyone's available for charters. So, and I think that's the best time of fishing is October, November. You get that better bluefin grade of fishes coming back down. Normally, that bluefin moves up to the north, you know, Bay Area. Then later in the year, it comes back down. And then you also have that, the last two or three years, that great grade of yellowfin tuna. You know, that 50 to 80 pound yellowfin we've had off the coast a couple of times.
Weather's better.
Yeah. I mean, that's not just a theory. It's 12 years worth of data, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's October and less people and
October,
nicer weather.
October and November is my favorite time of fishing, you know. You get some of those Santa Ana days and stuff, and the weather's just beautiful offshore.
Yeah. Yep. Now, you've been the showman lately.
Yes.
Katie, you too?
Yeah, we went up and did the International Sportsman's Expo in Sacramento a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then we've got PCS coming up. Carl's going to Houston.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, we'll do both shows. Then next year, I'm hoping to do, we'll do Houston, the Safari Club next year, like we were talking about earlier, and maybe the New Jersey show. So trying to bring.
Yeah. A lot of long-range customers in New Jersey.
Yeah, there is, actually. You know, you talk to some of the guys from, like, the XL, the Royal Polaris Show. There's a lot of guys that come from the East Coast.
Yeah.
The nice thing about it, our tuna fishery is kind of the opposite of their tuna fishery. So when they're done, we're just starting and stuff like that, especially in the Galveston, Houston, Louisiana area. You know, obviously they got to deal with the summer weather down there, the hurricanes and stuff. So we offer a much better quality style of boat. We offer better fishing than those guys do for less money, you know. Everyone talks about how expensive San Diego fishing is. Compared to the rest of the United States, we're still pretty cheap.
It's a bargain.
It's a bargain.
Yeah. And higher quality boats.
High quality.
That's what I noticed. When people see the picture of our boat and then they see the fish on my little slideshow, their jaw kind of drops and go, wait a minute, I can catch that on that.
Yeah.
And so it's really eye-opening when you go to areas outside of, you know, Southern California. There's really not an awareness of the amazing fishery we have down here and the boats and things like that. So it's kind of fun to introduce people to trying something different. And honestly, you know, the hunters and the freshwater guys, they're trophy hunters, you know, and it's just another trophy hunt if you come out here and catch one of those big tunas, whether it's on a 3-day or a 16-day, you know, it's the adventure of a lifetime.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned the Gulf. You mentioned the East Coast. What is their live bait situation?
No live bait.
Hello.
So, yeah.
I mean, hey, that is a stamp in the table right there.
That's the crazy part. No live bait, no galley on the boat.
No galley.
Bring your own food. Bring your own drinks. For a multi-day.
Really?
If you want to keep your fish on ice, bring a cooler.
Yeah.
Because some of the boats have a big ice box. Like they just throw, say, 300 pounds of or 500 pounds or 1,000 pounds of ice. No fish holds. Or bring your own cooler to keep your fish in and a separate cooler to keep your food in.
Wow.
Some of the boats back there might have a hot plate or a microwave. There's a few boats now that are going to have galleys over there because I flew out to Houston and Galveston to check their boats out and stuff like that. And I've done a lot of research on, like, in Florida and New Jersey and stuff like that. It's just a different style of fishing. And, you know, it's – you know, $500 for a day and a half, but bring all your own stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. But the other thing they have in both those places is weather.
Weather.
Challenging.
We don't have weather here.
No.
We live in a kiddie park.
Sure, we can beat 80 degrees.
Yeah, true.
While the rest of the nation's literally in frozen tundra.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but not really.
Once in a while, it gets a little rough, but, you know, overall, comparatively, when you fish in other places, you realize, wow.
We're blessed.
Yes.
I have a friend that lives outside of Daytona, and I texted him this morning. Our low this morning, I live in Santee, East County. Our low this morning was warmer than as high as going to be today.
In Daytona Beach.
In Daytona, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, it's a weird year this year.
It is.
But look at the water. We were talking about it yesterday. 62 degrees.
It is.
61 degrees at the coldest.
You can't find 50-degree water in San Diego right now, which is, for January or February, unheard of. It should be like 57, 58, 56 degrees.
And hearing Mark Wish talking about the fact they're declaring an El Nino, quote unquote, this fall.
Some good authority on the fall El Nino.
I mean, the half day boats right now, I know the Dolphin's down right now, repowering, but the guys out of Seaforth and the other boats, half day boats, catching bonitas, some yellowtail. I mean, it's like summer. There's been a handful here and there. You know, I've seen some pictures there. There's been some yellowtail in La Jolla and stuff like that for the private boaters. But that's like something that you catch in May, June, July. You know, you're not going out there and catching 150 bonito on a half day boat
in
January, February type
of
thing.
Or a flash of it in the fall.
Yeah,
October.
But it's been 6 weeks of bonito fishing or something.
Or
like
longer.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when the dolphin was running, I mean, it was 40 to 50 people a day in December to go catch bonito, which was awesome. It was great.
Yeah. And beautiful grade.
Yeah.
And catching a lot.
A lot, yeah.
And close to home.
Yeah. I mean, some days they were catching limits of bonito in January. Like, I know people are like, oh, bonito this and that and stuff. But to go out in December, January, or February to go pull on something that will actually take some drag.
Like a lot of drag.
Yeah. And on 20-pound, it's really fun, you know. What else are you going to do? Yeah.
I keep hoping everyone takes their kids out because that is literally how I got hooked. My mom took me on a half-day fish.
Yeah,
and I caught like a little 10-pound bonito, and it was over for me at 11 years old. And here I am now, a billion years later, and like that's how it starts. And so I think it's so exciting to have that local fishery here.
I think we're in for a great year this year.
Yeah. And don't forget, I mention it every time that the bonito comes up, they are so good. Sashimi. I just had some a week ago from a friend, Eric Noguchi, and he laid out the platter and
it's all about how you take care of your fish. Yeah. You know, I don't think it freezes well, but you catch some fresh bonita, you bleed it, you gill and gut it, you know, like any other tuna. You take it home, you put it on ice for a day or whatever. I mean, I think most people couldn't tell the difference between a bluefin, a yellowfin, and a bonita if it's all fresh, you know.
If it's made up in a poke, that kind of style, it'll blend right in.
Exactly.
And blend in. I mean, it's got its own texture and its own. There's nothing bad about it at all.
No,
it's amazing.
So it's
amazing.
It's got a bad rep.
If you've never eaten it, it'll blow your mind. When
And there's three stages. There's the sashimi.
Yep.
And next is the poke. And by day three or four, you're steaming it or cooking it and turning it into tuna fish salad.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I used to make tuna salad, like bonita salad out of it.
Yes. Yeah. Three stages.
Yes.
Very good. So Dolphin's getting new engines.
Yep.
Yeah.
They should be back tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
So I think their first trip will be Wednesday, the Halibut Derby.
Oh, you guys that quickly, huh?
Yeah. So we're on our ninth year now. I think Wednesday's already sold out. The following Wednesday's filling up. If anyone's interested in the Halibut Derby, let me give you a quick rundown on that.
Now, this is the Dolphin Fisherman's Landing.
Yep, every Wednesday. Yep.
Every Wednesday.
$95 for the ticket. $10 of it goes to the jackpot. And we have three prizes at the end of the year. It's not an everyday jackpot like on some of the other boats. This is the heaviest halibut wins the money at the end of the year. So we'll have like 6 weeks of fishing. So $10 of every ticket goes to the overall jackpot.
So when you say at the end of the year, you mean the end of the 6 weeks.
End of the six weeks, at the end of the tournament.
Yes.
So last year, I think the jackpot was close to $4,000.
Whoa.
Wow.
Second place is going to be a rod and reel. Normally, it's a CalStar 278 heavy and like a pin fathom or a Torium 14 size reel or something like that. And then we do third place is either three or five half-day passes.
That's incredible.
Nice. Yes.
Nice.
And they might do
so
a jackpot.
That's every Wednesday for the next 6 weeks.
Correct.
Starting this Wednesday.
Correct.
Yeah, except it's sold out on Wednesday. What is sold out? How many people?
40 people.
40 people.
So we don't overcrowd the boat or anything like that. We keep it very reasonable. We don't
And it's target halibut. That's
halibut is the main target. Obviously, you're going to catch some sand bass and some sculpin mixed in with it, but halibut is what they're going to be fishing for.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How fun is that?
Yeah, it's been a great success. Yeah. It's been great for Jason on the boat. There's guys that get off the boat every Wednesday, come in, they put $95 down for the following Wednesday.
Wow.
I mean, there's guys
that
have
jackpot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, speaking of CalStar, you were just visiting, and there's CalStar on the screen there. You visited CalStar's factory this week, right?
Yeah, so they're in
the new boys from Fisherman's Landing?
Yeah, so the guys from the boys from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, I went up there also to their new shop in Gardena. Beautiful shop. And Chris and John, they've done an amazing job up there. The stuff that they have coming out this year, I don't know if it'll be ready for the PCS show, but some of the new rods they're going to come out with is going to be phenomenal. They're game changers, you know?
Yeah.
Not sure what I'm allowed to say or not to say, so I won't say too much about it, but it's super exciting. John obviously has been there for
he grew up there.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, since a little, his dad, obviously, Leon, grew up and stuff like that. But it was great to see him smile and, like, this is what it's supposed to mean. Mm-hmm. Obviously, COVID really hurt CalStar. Right. And to see what Chris has done and put that energy back into CalStar to bring them back to what they should be and the top, the best rods on the market, hands down, in my opinion.
For sure. There's no comparison.
Yeah, the new 875 series that they come out with, I mean, my favorite rods of all time. I mean, that's all I fish now.
You say COVID hurt them, but I truly believe that COVID maybe set them back.
Yeah.
And then introducing Chris to the game was the game changer.
Yeah.
And it's really, I mean, I think they're better off today because of
New factory.
I mean, the whole system up there from start to finish, like I kind of knew what went into a rod. But what actually goes into the rod and some of the employees that they have employees there that have worked there from 20 to 40 years old now. Some of the rod wrappers there and just the whole system they have there and everyone's smiling. It's like, I've been here for 40 years.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's a great operation. Chris and John, they do an amazing job. You go into their warehouse and whatever rod you want, they have they have plenty of stock now and stuff like that. Every tackle store that carries them should be like honored to carry CalStar now.
And knowing that they're in Gardenia, that was the headquarters of Yo's.
Yeah.
Right, like right there.
Yeah.
You know?
And like, so they take the material, they lay it out on the paper, they have an old notebook. Like, it's not computerized. I'm assuming probably Leon or someone from maybe the Sabre days had a drawn out and details on the notebook, and that's how they do it. Everything is done by hand. No machines or anything like
that's
that.
That's cool.
So crazy.
Yeah. Handmade rods.
Yep.
Made right here in Southern California.
All in USA. And like I mentioned just a few weeks ago, I didn't even know until last year, they make all their own Hypalon and everything in-house.
Chris has, so where all the threads are, like where they're wrapping the rods, they call it a clean room. They make all the winding checks there. They make the Hypalon there and everything like there. And they have what they call the dirty room where they sand and grind and inject all that stuff. It's a setup, like, legit. Like, it's a full-blown factory. It's pretty cool.
I know they're going to be at the PCS show, both the Costa Mesa as well as the Del Mar show.
Correct.
And they'll be having full display.
Yep.
As well as you guys both will be at both shows. Is that right?
I'll have a booth at Costa Mesa, and I think Point Loma is going to have a booth.
Be in the Point Loma booth at Del Mar.
So you can come
Mar.
See me at Del Mar.
All right. And you'll, of course, Fisherman's Line will be at both shows.
We'll be at both
shows. And it's cool because a lot of the captains come up.
Yeah, so at the PCS show, I'm sure every long-range captain will be there. Mike Laus, Jake, David from the Tomahawk, Taro from the Liberty, all the boats will be there. You know, at least one or two days at the show.
Yeah.
At the San Diego show, we'll have Jason and Taro. And a lot of guys will come by and stop by, at least on, opening day and Saturday and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about here with Carl and Katie.
Not only that, Pete, we're giving away an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
Which, correct me if I'm wrong, you can upgrade it, downgrade it. Like, if you want to go on a day and a half. It.
Yeah, upgrade, yes. Downgrade would be very hard. Taro, I don't know if you guys know about Taro, but not doing a whole much, full day trips here, but it's going to be overnight trips on the Liberty or two and a half day trips.
There it is.
Yes.
So you can upgrade. We're going to give a lucky.
It doesn't have to necessarily be on the Liberty.
No, on any of the open party boats.
So on any open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing, an overnight trip, you can upgrade it to a day and a half, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Costs you a little bit extra, but why not, man, an overnight trip?
Yeah.
Coming to one lucky caller or texter. And if you want to join us, we're for 2 hours. We've got Jeff standing by at the fan.
The world famous Jeff Hamby.
Right?
Yeah.
That's exactly it right there. And you want to give him a call to get in on the show here, talk to Carl or Katie, 833-288-0973. Or you can send a text via the app and only through the app right there. It says text the show. And if you missed yesterday's show, you can listen to that. After today,
absolutely.
Yeah, and having Adam on from the new Loan was super cool. Got some great information, man.
Oh, yeah, he was giving out some secrets.
Right?
Yeah. And pry it out of him.
Getting those kite bites and throwing the anchor over.
Yeah.
And turning that. Oh, man, some good stuff. Anyway, we've got a fun 2 hours ahead of us today with Carl and Katie Schmidt. When we return, we're going to be taking your calls, texts, and more when we return on the Let's Talk to Kebab YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchersportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchersportFishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Come see Baker Marine at the PCS show in Costa Mesa and Del Mar to explore the full Fujinon binocular lineup and take advantage of the fantastic show specials, only from Baker Marine. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Techno Stabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even through rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast and services all brands of binoculars. They also have super lightweight stabilized binoculars for hunting and other outdoor activities. Visit Baker Marine at PCS Costa Mesa and Del Mar shows and take advantage of the exclusive show specials. Or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. BakerMarine.com.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. And they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having so much fun in the world headquarters.
Look at that. The phones are packing up at one wide open. Jeff's standing by 833-288-0973.
Giving away an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
At a Fisherman's Landing, whatever the boats. You have a new boat in the fleet.
We do. We got the Poseidon.
Yeah.
We're excited for Steve, and he comes with a very highly recommended charters and stuff like that. Yeah. So we're excited to have him addition into Fisherman's Landing. We're excited to see what he's going to do.
What size boat?
75-foot boat by 24 feet, I think it is. Okay. You know, 25
there
people
right
max.
There. Right outside the world headquarters.
Yep. So he brought the boat over from H&M. Full schedule already ready to go. You know, he just announced he's going to do some Mag Bay trips,
I think, in October
and November, or maybe it's just October, end of October.
Mag Bay. Fly down to Loretto, and then they come pick you up?
Correct.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be four-day trips or four-and-a-half-day trips, you know, something like that. So if anyone's interested in that, check out PoseidonSportFishing.com, I believe it is.
Okay.
Or give us a call here at the landing and get you guys all set up and point you in the right direction.
You're going to be booking the trips out of here, but you'll be booking
the trips. Yeah, all the Mag Bay trips will be through Poseidon. And Steve and the guys over there, but all their trips out of Fisherman's Landing will be handling.
What an awesome
addition.
Great. Well, let's jump into the phones, Corey. They're packed up. They want to talk to Katie and Carl.
Let's do that, Pete. How about Alex? Alex calling from San Carlos. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I was really interested in this. I think you said it was a reverse overnight or a reverse day and a half.
Yep.
That it kind of gives you the most bang for your buck. I was going to ask you, when's the best time to go? I mean, I feel like it's kind of hard to gauge with, you know, the weather being so strange. I mean, it's supposed to be like 86 on Wednesday over here in San Carlos.
I know. The reverse day and a half are going to be start kind of probably middle of May through June will be most of those, you know. So the way the reverse day and a half works, like you leave Friday morning at 10, and then you come back Saturday evening, probably between 4 and 6 p.m., depending on where you guys are fishing. So you get one. So normally your Friday morning is going to be travel. You'll fish all Friday night, all into Saturday morning. You get a couple hours in the morning to fish Saturday morning, say if there's some yellowfin or some daytime fish, maybe some kelp paddy fishing or whatever, then you'll come back in. And the great thing about it is it was really hard to get at least one of the processors to come down in the evening, but I know Five Star will be coming down to meet the boats. So there will be at least one processor down at the dock when you guys come in tonight.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You do need to make a reservation with whichever processor you have and make sure, hey, we're coming in.
This one.
Correct. So on the reverse day and a half, you get 2 days worth of limits. The reverse overnight, you will get 2 days worth of limits also.
That's incredible,
yeah.
Man.
Okay.
So, and the reverse.
And is there,
go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to ask, is there ever a time where you see, like, where the fish are at? Like, they got to be within a certain range for really, like, to maximize your opportunity?
Yeah, on the reverse overnights, yes. So, normally those reverse, they have to be within 70 miles of the shore of San Diego. So a lot of guys, they have some plan. They might not be on the schedule yet because they're going to say, hey, the fish are close enough. This will work. We'll throw it up maybe last minute or a couple weeks in advance or whatever. So just keep checking the schedule like that. They don't want to just, hey, we're going to throw up a reverse overnight. Hey, we're going to take your $350, take you out there knowing we're probably not going to catch any. They don't want to just take
your,
that. Yeah, exactly. So the reverse overnights, there's a few online already because maybe that's the only way it will fit in their schedule. Some of these guys are going to wait on that to see, hey, if the fish get close enough, if it's a good opportunity for that to happen. But on a reverse day and a half, I mean, as long as the fish are within 120 miles, you're good to go, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a good text, huh?
I do, Pete. Yeah, there's so many coming through.
A lot of texts. Text the show through the Let's Talk Hookup app, of course.
That's not only through the app. It says text the show right there. And this one was sent by DJ in San Diego. And DJ, thank you for sending that. Always great to get the latest info from Carl. Is the landing expecting to offer slow pitch and high speed jigging rods and reels? I guess as a rental, he's asking.
Yeah.
And if yes, what do you expect will be the big sellers this year? Oh, maybe it's selling. They do sell them in the shop.
Yeah, they do sell them in the shop. Unfortunately, we do not have them for rentals. That's just another aspect. That's something I would like to do eventually. But, I mean, that requires a lot of money and different rods. You know, the reels we have, the Talica 20s, you can probably get away with just fine and stuff like that. But, unfortunately, we do not offer that as a rental. Just it's a very specific and a very specific technique.
It's really a niche.
And I don't think a lot of people will rent them. But unfortunately, we don't. But you could always get them in the tackle shop and stuff like that to buy.
And here's the thing, too. Like, we're so geeked out on fishing that we look at that slow pitch and a high speed as another avenue, and we add it to our dozen already.
Your arsenal.
So, exactly, right? I mean, that's kind of...
Without letting too much out, but when I was up at Cal Star, they do have something very, very cool for the jigging guys out there, the jigging rods.
They're coming out with.
Yeah, they have. Calstar is
Chris was telling us about that.
Okay, so yeah, it's going to be a jigging rod and a rail rod.
Yeah.
Very cool. They've gone through a ton of prototypes. We got to pull on it. Don't know if that was the final version for it, but man, it is super nice.
And they're probably introduced it to PCS.
Correct.
Costa Mesa.
Like the amount of, like, when that fish is straight up and down on the jigging rod, you know, you can't pull so hard. You kind of have to point the rod at it and
use the reel, right?
Yeah, the reel and stuff. But these rods, you can still pull on them and not kill your back and stuff.
Interesting.
It's really
wow.
nice. Yeah, that's going to be a home run for them.
I was trying to pull it out of Rick last time when I was in there with him, and he said they'd gone up, and I was like, come on, Rick. Like, there's got to be
split it out a little bit.
There's got to be some connection here, man.
Yeah, I don't know all the specifics on, like, length and all that type of stuff, but it's going to be very cool for those guys. So,
Katie, do you have a lot of customers that come on and use slow pitch on the Intrepid?
It's becoming more and more popular. Yeah. We actually have two trips on the schedule with the West Coast Jigger guys.
Oh,
and so I actually fished with them last year and watched some of those guys. And it's pretty phenomenal.
It's a different world.
Yeah, someone gave me a jigging rod, and I honestly haven't used it yet. I'm a little intimidated. But when you see... you know, the quantity and quality of fish that they're pulling in versus what you're doing, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to convert.
Yeah. I don't know, though, man. That just looks like
scary work. I know. That's the thing is it, but maybe with what CalStar is coming out, because, you know, fishing has changed, and I try to tell people when you're fighting these bluefin, it looks intimidating, but when you go out on the boat, they teach you techniques and stuff where me, I'm a small person, and I can pull in a fish bigger than me with the techniques that they teach you. And that's one of the things that I love about it. Every time I go out, I'm still learning. But the techniques that you learn, it's like you can do it. But that just looks really hard.
Yeah. I mean, you saw, I don't know if you saw the post on the Red Rooster, but I mean.
Oh, yeah.
That 250.
It was 260,
yes,
I think, almost.
On a jigging reel.
On a jigging reel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I think that was on an accurate reel.
It was on accurate, yeah, and a
CalStar rod of some sort, yeah.
Andy Cates will be in the studio next Sunday.
Oh, you'll get the full,
rundown. Yeah, he'll have to give us the rundown on that for sure. Well, let's jump back on the phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to you. And when one line opens, you can get through at 833-288-0973.
You're mistaken. They're full.
That's
when Tom from university hangs up, we will have an open line. Good morning, Tom. Appreciate you joining us.
There, Tom. Good morning.
You pick us up, Tom? Well, maybe let's try another one.
Yeah, we should. Let's try John. John called from Escondido. Good morning, John.
Hey, I'm always ready to answer the phone when you guys talk.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Tom can call back in.
Exactly.
Hey, so Carl, when the dolphin comes back online, you always have where the kid fish is free with a paid adult, and it kind of changes from when they're in school and when they're not in school. So during this time of year, it's on Sundays, and in the summertime, it's on Thursdays. Is that still going to be a valid thing?
Correct. Yeah. So we'll do kids fish free Sunday morning and afternoons, to start with. Then when school gets out, we'll switch it to Thursday. But yeah, for every paid adult, a kid gets to go fishing free. So the kid normally has to get is a rental rod for $16. The kid gets to go fishing, have a great time, especially with this bonita right now. And then, April 1st, runs around, we'll do some rock cod fishing and stuff like that.
Nice.
It's a great opportunity to get introduced a kid to.
And what day is that?
So right now it's because school is in session on Sundays.
On Sundays. Kids every fish, Sunday, kids every fish free with a paid adult.
Correct.
What a great deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then a lot
and,
of guys.
And what's considered a kid? 15 and under?
Correct. So when they need a license, that and then we consider
then they're
them
not a kid anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then a lot of people will go because we do half off on at the after. So they'll go in the morning, kid gets to go fishing for free. Then in the afternoon, it's $35 a person.
For the re-ride.
For the re-ride. Yep.
All right.
So, I mean, you get a full day of fishing for a couple hundred bucks for a family of four or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Awesome deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, John. And now that frees up 833-288-09 or anything. What? No, they're all full again.
They're full again.
Yeah. So, Larry in San Diego has a text, and he says, is it best to wash the Spectra on your reel after every trip?
Technically, you're supposed to. Do I?
Are you?
Well, I guess that's the rule of
them.
The
rule?
But,
yeah.
But I do not. I mean, I rinse it off with the take the hose, turn it on with no water pressure, rinse off my reels.
Yes.
Dry them off.
That's what I do.
Put them in my bag. Wait till I go fishing again. So
now,
no,
some
I do
guys
not.
Like take the Spectra off. And that's a lot of work, and you got to put it. Make sure you put it back on correctly.
Yeah, you got to put it on tight. It's a whole ordeal. You know, if you're not set up correctly to do it. But, I mean, with the Spectra these days,
it's so good.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about it.
10 years, I've had Spectra on my reels for 10 years and never had an issue with
it. Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Yep.
Well, let's jump back on the phones.
Let's do that, Pete. How about John? John called from Colorado Springs. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I'm excited with all this talk of the bluefin and the yellowfin biting. But my question is, if I go to Mag Bay, say from Texas, do you have renter rods and will you have the processor if I get the processor to process my fish? If I fly back to Texas, they can mail it to me, right?
Correct. So what they'll do is from Texas, you'll fly into Loretto or Cabo. I'm not sure which one, but you would call. I believe her name's Haley from the Poseidon, and. They have rental rods for you at no extra charge on the boat. You can show up with your personal items and you're ready to go. They'll have all your.
Oh, really? So they're going to have all the rods and reels on the boat.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much all inclusive on the Poseidon. It's 4 days of fishing for it. I have to double check that.
Nice.
But that includes your food, your rod rentals, they'll fillet your fish and vacuum pack it on the boat. Now, I don't know what the weight limit on your fish is because each airline is different. but I believe it's like 50 pounds. Yeah. To then they'll you take that with you. I'm not sure about shipping more after that. I don't know how that would work. That's something you would have to call or check with them. But the price is pretty much all inclusive.
And how many people are they going to take on each trip? Do you know?
I want to say 16.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
light load.
Very light load. Yeah. So it's very comfortable.
It's a big boat.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
So right? I believe like. I don't want
to. Is it open berthing on that boat, Poseidon? Do they have
stateroom? They got some stateroom, some open berthing.
Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, and I believe
maybe
like,
we'll have to get him on the show sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to get Steve on the show for you, and he can go through it. But I'm pretty much sure it's all inclusive, even your soft drinks. I want to say your alcohol, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But yeah, you show up as is, they'll take care of everything else on the boat. They try to make it as easy as you want. They'll pick you up from the airport, take you directly to the boat. You're good to go. You go fishing for 3 days, 4 days of fishing. They'll fillet everything on the boat. You bring your cooler with you, put it in the cooler, take it back home with you. You
that
know?
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, and Lorado's interesting because it's, I think they have one flight a week, I think.
No, they,
no, is
they
it multiple?
Have multiple flights.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I think there's a daily flight out of TJ.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not positive
bring
on
it
that, but yeah.
When I,
and
they're
the
break,
last
flight's
out of L.A., too.
And
into
Lorado
on a daily basis, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's daily. Maybe seasonal, but yeah. It's become quite a mecca, unfortunately. I like it as a sleepy little town, but it's become discovered.
And then,
and
then how far? I think it's like 5 hours over to Mag Bay?
That's something like that.
Yeah.
Is it closer from Mag Bay or Cabo?
Oh, way closer to
from
Loretto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mag Bay to Cabo's a long way.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because by boat, it's a whole day. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Carl and Katie Schmidt. And we're going to have more fishing. We got fishing reports coming up, too, when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
This is Jeff Squires from One Cool Tuna and OCT Jigs. I've known Yusuf for over 15 years, and he is the expert when it comes to real estate. He has helped me sell my condo and helped me build a financial plan for my transition to the new area. He knows the answers to the hard questions that an average guy like myself doesn't understand. Yusuf not only is a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He has helped me and my friends and family find what they are looking for in their new home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from me. Yusuf is the best when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having so much fun in the world headquarters here and just talking good times. And
Katie Schmidt from the Intrepid and Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing. It's the Schmidt twins here. No, they're not twins. They're husband and wife.
Right, exactly. And on top of that, giving away an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
And Carl said if you want to upgrade that to a day and a half or any open party, day and a half or 2 day, you can pay that extra amount from the overnight trip.
And before we get into Captain Brian Willie from Dana Worth Sport Fishing, you have an update on that the Poseidon Zag bait trips, right?
So they're 3.5-day trips.
And you found that at PoseidonSportFishing.com?
Correct. Okay. On their Facebook page also.
Oh, okay.
So 3.5-day trips, they're $2,500. Pretty much everything's included except your airfare, Mexican license, and tip, obviously. So it's round trip from San Carlos or Loreto. All meals, all snacks, non-alcoholic drinks, beer, and cocktails are included in your price.
Wow.
So that for the guys that want to go and have a good time, you can do that.
Okay.
50 pounds of fish, additional fish upon request. Obviously, there's an additional charge for that. Bedding and all tackle included.
So wow, how about
for
that?
For $2,500.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, plus airfare.
And limited to 16, you said?
Yeah, one trip's already sold out or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they're in October?
Yeah, October. The first trip is October 20th through November 5th is the trips that they're running.
Okay.
Yep.
So they're in October, November.
Correct.
Yep. And to parlay that into a couple days of Loreto.
Hang out in Loreto.
Right?
Yeah.
And
count me in.
Especially the last couple of years for the Wahoo fishing down there outside of Mag Bay, plus that great yellowfin tuna fishing, you know, 50 to 80 pounds, it was probably pretty average. You know, there's some smaller ones, maybe occasional bigger one.
Yeah.
But nice grade of Wahoo and yellowfin down there that time of year. So
yeah. Nice. All right. Well, let's find out what's biting, Corey.
Well, yes, and it's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperatures. You can focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature. They also have, along with sea surface temperature, the chlorophyll, currents, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or your mobile device. Just check terrafin.com for more information. We got the man from Dana Worth Sport Fishing, Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Happy Sunday.
Happy morning, Sunday. Morning. Good Sunday.
Absolutely. Gosh, we had a pretty easy week up here, and we weren't too terribly busy, which was wild considering this just amazing weather. But, you know, midweek was a little slow getting boats out, but been cranking, you know, on the ends of the week here. So half day, guys, they're still catching plenty of mixed bass for the half day anglers. I'd say the sinker setups. And the midwater approaches, maybe like a sliding egg sinker or a lighter lead head on a rubber lure is working out well for them. The light line has been really helpful, too. Guys, scaling it down from 8 to 12 pounds seems to be fishing the best, according to the deckhands on the boats, what they saw this week. So some real subtle wintertime bites, you know, easy to miss on the heavier lines. But our water temps are still like 61 to even 64, depending on the time of day and whatnot.
Incredible.
So it's crazy warm, and I don't know if you've looked at an SST chart lately, but the water off the beach is still pretty dang warm, too. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
but rubber lures, catching calico bass, small profile ones like a fluke bait, you know, something resembling anchovies. So plenty of action for those guys. And then three-quarter day stuff, a little different approach. They've been down at the bottom catching the whitefish, gulpin, and sand dabs. So some real nice mixed bags for those guys by the end of their day. Some of the days they've been able to kind of get the job done early on the sculpin, and then they can slide in and, you know, fish the shallows for that calico bass, sand bass. Still a few halibut in our counts as well. A little bit slower on the derby front this week. I think they had one legal fish and, you know, quite a few short fish there for their efforts on Friday. But the conditions just weren't there, you know, no wind, no strong current, just you know, to get the boat to move so that the fish that they have been catching on the half days and whatnot have been on the anchor. So new month, which means we have a whole new month for our halibut derby winner to, you know, catch the big fish. Congrats to our last month's winner, Brian Gunther, longtime regular of the landing, took home the epic prize pack for our January fish. So just
how big was that fish?
For that. It wasn't a big one. I think it was like 11 pounds, you know, so it wasn't a big giant
nice
fish,
halibut.
But it's a nice one, but still, you know, water temps aren't super cold, and it's just, you know, it's just a different feel to a winter, and it's hard to call it winter when we're, you know, sweating it in 80-degree weather. So, you know.
That is true.
Just an easy week for us here. So we're looking forward to that. We'll be back in action all next week here. So give us a call, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web here, too, at danaworth.com.
All right. Fantastic. Captain Brian Willie, Dana Worth Sport Fishing, appreciate, as always, your fantastic reports. And And summer continues here in the hard winter right of on. Southern California. We love it.
We're
That's it. Right on, guys. Have a great week. We'll
All
catch
right.
you later.
Thanks, Willie.
When we were going up to CalStar, we were looking at the sea surface charts and stuff. And offshore from off of Ensenada, off San Diego, L.A., I mean, there is plenty of 64-degree water out there. I bet if someone went out there right now,
it might happen.
You'd probably go catch a couple bluefin, right? Who knows what else.
And like Brian said, like you just said, it's not a bubble.
It's a big patch of water.
Yeah. Well, look, we haven't had any winter storms, per se, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Katie, you are now helping out as secretary of the CCA California San Diego chapter.
Very excited to join them. I've always just been such a proponent of the CCA and what they've done for the fishermen here and just the fishery, and also just changing some of the regulations, advocating. It's just such a great organization, so I'm really proud to be able to step in and volunteer with them.
Yeah, and then I know the San Diego chapter is going to have their Apps and Taps party this year at Jimmy's Famous right next door.
Oh, you're
kidding me, right
cool.
here. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's always a fun event. If you guys have not been to that, it is probably a highlight of our year, I feel like, going and just mingling with everyone. But also it's just such a good cause. Around May, so I'm very excited to be joining them.
Well, good. Congratulations, and thanks for that help. Now, don't forget, coming up on the shows here, you can register for the STAR tournament. You can actually register now on this tournament. If you register before May 23rd, you'll receive a $25 AFCO gift card, courtesy of AFCO. So your CCA membership, you get $25 back for the $40 STAR registration. And this year, they added surf perch. Corey will be real interested.
Hello.
A 9-inch minimum size limit. And then they dropped the size limit for bay bass to 15 inches from 18 inches.
Oh, okay.
So much more realistic there. And the big grand prize is a Mako 17-foot pro skiff worth $50,000 and 15 weekly prizes worth $15,000. And they have a $15,000 youth scholarship.
Yeah, don't sleep on that tournament because, honestly, there was people on my 8-day last year taking pictures of their fish. It's very easy to enter, and the prizes are incredible. And I saw the winners last year, and they were people that I knew that, you know, so don't sleep on that. Because, one, it's for a good cause. Two, it's fun. And I mean, AFCO is what I gear myself up with, so I would definitely, I would recommend that.
And a chance to win a Mako skiff, are you kidding me?
Yeah, don't sleep on that tournament.
And so it's $40 to get in the STAR tournament if you're a CCA member, which everybody should be anyway. Yes. And $25 gift card back if you do it before May 23rd. So it's a no-brainer.
It really is a no-brainer. And they're making it fun, right? So it's about catching the spotties, and a surf fisherman can catch their surf perch and have fun with
Speaking of surf fish, here he is. The
we
guru,
got the man.
Corey's favorite report, the guru Gundy Gunnison's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. We're just talking about them, including surf perch, in the CCA STAR tournament this year. How about that, huh?
That's cool. In fact, the surf perch fishing was very good this week.
I'm ready to hear about it.
You know, we got a weird situation. It's January, and we've got 62-degree water. You know, even up in Santa Barbara, 61.1 and things like that. So what you're seeing is you're seeing the typical winter species, but the water's a little warmer. So this last few weeks with the full moon, the fair weather, and that warm water, there was some good fishing to be had, and the surf perch were at the top of the deal there. Like I said, 61, 62-degree water, the norm. Hook, line, sinker reported good perch action, lots of biters. Galita Pier was a hot spot, but most beaches producing there. The better models, 10 to 13 inches, so you're seeing some of those better quality fish. And those guys are still seeing Corbina. They're not catching them, but still they're getting a glimpse of a few fish here and there. The halibut bite picked up on those good strong tides. Not real big fish, but they posted, what, a 22, 28, 31, and then a bigger one, a 36. So that's real nice halibut. That's all from Galita West. So that's those northern beaches up there. The guys are just working it based on no real information, just going prospecting. They also have a 31-inch white sea bass up there, two striped bass in the 6-pound class near Ventura. So real nice mixed bag fishing up there. Just Fishing reported good perch bite, South Bay beaches, Hermosa, Manhattan, good stretches, better fish, maybe 10 inches, a few small croaker in the mix. They had a 7-pound striped bass at Dockweiler. Big fish reported scratch halibut fishing in and around L.A. Harbor. Catches reported from Shoreline Drive, 72nd Place, Dog Beach, the inlet, you know, the usual places where the tides make a difference. Most fish 25 to 30 inch. There was a 36-inch, 19-pound fish. That's worth angling for. Pacific Coast reported 62-degree water off most San Diego beaches. Several nice halibut catches, mostly from the bays and lagoons. Several fish in the 30-inch class. The main channels were producing the best, and live bait was producing. In fact, live smelt was the deal. And those guys in the lagoons, they produced some nice fish on that live bait. And you have to go the extra effort to make it and hold it and all that stuff, but it sure produces the fish. And then a 5-pound striped bass taken off the Oceanside jetty. So for the middle of January, heck, that's a good report.
That's incredible. Gundy, man, striped bass and halibut and legal sea bass in the mix all the way up to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Pretty crazy, man. Keep it coming, Gundy.
With the weather, it's just a whole, with the water temps, and it's just a whole new frontier, you know. Yeah. You really got to fish it to know what's going on, and it's pretty darn good.
Yeah, just be aware the next couple of days there's a pretty good swell running, so if you surf fishing, just be cautious of that.
Well, like Gundy was talking about the lagoon fishing.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
Put yourself in the lagoon. And
The,
I love the smile on Corey's face when we talk about this.
The other night I was locking up the docks, and you know we get the groms come down fishing, the kids and stuff, and like every night I ask them, like, you guys catch anything? Yeah, we caught a couple of barracuda, some corvina, and it's like this time of year, like, we get barracuda all the time chasing our stick baits and stuff
in the
like
lights,
that. But it's like that's pretty good fishing still for January or February out in the docks. Normally you're catching spotties or whatever, pretty slow, but these, they're still fishing their topwater baits and stuff
having
off the dock and having fun.
Well, Gundy, appreciate the report. I look forward to next weekend, and
talk to you next Sunday.
Let's keep it going.
All right,
you gotta love the grommets out there fishing away.
For sure. Thanks, Gundy. Talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good week, gentlemen.
You too.
That's what it's all about. And hey, that was brought to us by Bill Barney's 2026 calendar. Get it now. I'm sure they're running out. Step into Fisherman's Landing, or you can get it on surffishtackle.com. and we're going to be right back, another full hour with Katie and Carl Schmidt when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Hey, it's Chris Sella from Gwynn and Chris. We talk a lot of baseball, but we talk a lot about all sports. Listen for yourself. Weekdays 2 to 6 on 97.3 The Fan.
And Odyssey Sports Station.